Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That is brand new from Charlie Boy. That is a partner from their brand new album, Creature. And Charlie Boy, they just got here in the studio. Charlie Boy, blending honest, abstract, and therapeutic rock. Charlie Boy pairs introspective lyricism with lush, captivating instrumentals. Hailing from La Crosse, Wisconsin, their sound is both intimate and immersive. And here in the studio tonight for a show later on at Baron Pitt here in Madison, Charlie Boy is in the studio. Keegan, Kaya, and Owen, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Guys, what is Baron Pitt? You guys are in town to play that tonight?
It's a DIY house venue
in Madison, Baron Pitt. Well, we're not gonna you know, get out its location because it's pretty cool, right? DIY venues, we want to keep them. Tell us about your band, Charlie Boy. I mean, what's your backstory?
Well, our backstory is it kind of stems back to like 2017 when Keegan and I started working together, and we kind of just we formed like a high school band back then, and we did a lot of covers and just kind of started working on what it was like to be in a band and to work collaboratively. And then from there, we kind of just found some more bandmates. I'd say Charlie Boy really started when we met Owen in 2021. That was in the early summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's about the time that we had you live in our studio.
It was a little while after, shortly into our official start as Charlie Boy when we really got together.
And the band has Baraboo roots as well, right?
Yeah, I graduated from Baraboo, and so Owen graduated from Baraboo.
I went to college in Baraboo.
And Keegan went to college in Baraboo, yeah.
Well, a lot of Baraboo
played
for
our
a lacrosse
show
band.
In Baraboo.
What's the thing about lacrosse? Did you guys go to school there? Or
moved there.
Just moved there.
Owen, you didn't even.
I know, I didn't.
Why lacrosse? So you're in Baraboo, you're close to Madison, but you go north to lacrosse. Why lacrosse?
Well, I was born in lacrosse, and I kind of spent some years there when I was younger, and I have some cousins and a little bit of family and history in lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then Keegan and myself moved to Florida and then, you know, had that experience for a while. It was cool. We were there for about a year, but it was kind of hard to make musical connections. We're pretty introverted, so we didn't really have a band.
Well, this is COVID time.
Like, and it was
pre-Owen.
Yeah, and it was pre-Owen. And then we discovered Owen, and we were like, oh my God, let's move across the country for this day.
Up to lacrosse,
definitely. We were planning on coming back, and then we were fortunate to find him so that when we pulled up to our house with our U-Haul, he was sitting on our porch.
Ready to unload.
Our front steps.
That's a drummer, right?
That's legit.
Do. Give the drummer some.
First conversation was, hey, what's up? And he says,
the sky.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, okay.
I'll work.
Charlie Boy recently released a new album called Creature, and it was recorded at Pachyderm Studios in Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Tell us about the album and the experience of recording at a legendary studio like Pachyderm.
Unreal. Like, top three life experience was just being there, making it happen.
My favorite part was the house on campus that we got to stay in.
Oh, you stayed at a house on campus?
They have a huge cabin on location.
It's like the property on studio.
Well, you're talking about the campus of the studio, the area, the property. I understand.
Sorry.
So basically, that's a Frank Lloyd Wright student's. Built the architecture to that house.
Oh,
yeah.
And it was actually first owned by some of the people that grew the corn that Pabst Beer was using for their brewing, which is how they were able to, you know, requisition one of those homes. And then it became Pachyderm. And then they built that second building. Right.
Which is the studio.
Yeah. And I say that studio, I've been there. It's really an amazing studio because all of the walls and everything in it is built at an angle so that there's no, you know, reverb in that room. And each room has its own electrical and refrigerating system. So it's just crazy up there.
Oh, my God.
But
so
the biggest
efficient.
Thing about that studio, right, is Nirvana. Recorded there.
Hippocampus. Yeah.
So did you guys get to see
that? We were the most excited.
There's the Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain room where they say the ghost of Kurt Cobain is in there. Did you guys stay in that room?
I'm sure we did.
Probably.
We stayed in every room.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we stayed in every room. I wonder which one that is, though. Maybe it was ours.
Maybe the one with the big red chair. It's the one I was in.
True. Yeah. Oh, real.
That's gotta be
such a fun studio. Well, Charlie Boy has a release tour coming up across southern Wisconsin in April. April 21st is again at the Barron Pit here in Madison. April 22nd in Baraboo at Tumbled Rock. And April March. 26th. That's March 26th?
Oh, did I put a 4?
Maybe. March 26th at Tumbled Rock?
Tomorrow.
Yep. Oh, yeah, okay. So we're talking this week.
That's the start of our East Coast
tour, right,
which goes through the end of April.
I see. And then is it April 26th at the X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy?
Also March.
Yes.
Also March.
I totally just put the wrong March.
We've got some.
Those are probably all March.
So that's all coming up this week.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll give you a website so you can check this all out. But you're going to be opening for Bonnie Raitt at Ravinia Festival in Chicago. How excited are you for that show?
We are so excited. That was an incredible opportunity that got offered to us because of the people at Bitter Jester.
Yeah, shout out Bitter Jester Music Festival.
For real. They know how to really support their artists and try and give opportunities to artists that work with them. So last year, we were runner-up for the winners of Bitter Jester Music Festival in Chicago.
Battle of the Bands.
In Highland Park. Yeah, the Battle of the Bands. From there, we won some really cool stuff from them. We won some mics and some money that really helped put this album to fruition. So they were really helpful there.
How did the Bonnie Raitt experience come out?
And then from that, they offer this opportunity. Ravinia works with the people at Bitter Jester.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So generally in the past, they will have like the first place winner end up being able to...
Yeah.
Open for a headlining act at the Ravinia. It's like kind of part of the package, but Nick DeGrazia with Bitter Jester, he is just an incredible man. He's very supportive, very positive, and he wanted to help Charlie Boy out. He very much supports us and appreciates us as we do him. So he offered us this opportunity, even though we were runner up, and we felt really lucky about that.
Yeah, Ravinia is beautiful. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Yeah, I've only ever seen photos so far, and it looks gorgeous. I'm so excited to see it.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting to be on a really big stage, right?
For real,
Especially, that's going to be a good crowd with Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. And if we even just won tickets to see her for free, I'd be like, yeah.
Our name is on the poster just as big as hers.
It's wow. Like,
oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Charlie Boy, thank you so much for stopping in to Max Inc. Radio on your way to the show. We really appreciate it. We're going to hear another brand new song from your brand new album, Creature. And it's called Mama Staying In. Tell us about this song and also, you know, where we can keep up with you and find your stuff online.
Okay. Yeah. This song is honestly one of our favorites right now. We've kind of cycled through, but generally this has been all of our favorites for a while now. And when it came up, when we started writing this song, it was super random. Like, we were just jamming one day, right? Like, this one was one of those... I'm talking to you guys. This one was pretty organic, like, right?
It
From
started
the start,
as a
we were
silly,
kinda just like,
silly demo for years.
Right.
It sat in a Dropbox vault. And then,
that's right.
Yeah.
And then it came to fruition.
It was like a month before studio time when we were like... We were just gigging all the time, so we had no real time for, like, new material. But we had, like... 4 songs.
I was going to say, we whipped
three
together
of them,
like all
three
of them.
Made the album.
In one day,
we got together for what is essentially the second day of these songs and just like stubbornly worked at them until they started to happen. And then it was like the week before and we're like, all right, we have one more rehearsal. Let's figure this out.
They also changed in studio. Quite a few of them. Bonafide was one of the biggest changes.
A handful of them. But with Mama's Staying In, it was very much like our process is generally kind of... It goes by song, but for this one, it was definitely like we jammed it, we sat on it, and then we kind of like rushed it together. And I had some poetry that kind of just fit for the song. It was something like that I just thought fit really well, and we just played around with it until it felt solid. And then Mama Staying In.
So why is Mama Staying In?
yeah, Bagley. In the song, why is she?
Yeah, this song, a lot of my songs are pretty, they come from a pretty personal place. This song I definitely wrote in the context of some of the struggles that myself and my mom share, and some of the like mentalities that we share. And it's kind of about the concept of like, you spend so much time just like go, 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 doing what you're doing, you know, partying, being with your friends, and you never give yourself like the emotional vulnerability that you deserve. And therefore, you don't expect anybody else to value your emotions, you know? So it's just kind of like the feeling of like, you deserve to stay in, I guess.
So was your mom at the same parties with you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
She was at our release show.
She was at our party, yeah, last Thursday for our album release show. She was partying.
For that song, I got to mention, the first time we played it with lyrics, Owen and I both thought that she said, "Mama's staying in." And I don't know what your lyric was at the time, but then you're like, no, but it does now.
Yeah.
It started as like a drum beat that was like the Dougie. And we just called it Dougie for like.
Oh my God, it was the Dougie. Oh, that's.
Well, yeah. Where can we find your stuff and see all your shows and stuff online? What's your website?
CharlieBoy.band.
Our website is CharlieBoy.band. Oh, thank you so much for pulling that up. So
CharlieBoy.band.
CharlieBoy.band. And we're on all social media. We post regularly and. We're on all streaming platforms with our brand new album, Creature.
There you go. Find Creature. Go to charlieboy.com. You can find all the information. Right now, let's check out brand new Charlie Boy from their brand new album, Creature. This is Mama Staying In. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.